Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. We are going to go in depth today with members of the River Valley Band, and we have in studio Tom Make. He is the River Valley Band conductor, director, and we also have the president of the association, Alan Saunders, is here, who is a member of the band as well. Great to have you both in studio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, first of all, who wants to give me a history of the River Valley Band, please?
Well, the River Valley Band started about 12 years ago as a brainchild of two or three women who...
They missed their clarinets.
Yeah, they did. And so they just wanted to start playing again because a band had been part of Hastings way back. And
you mean an adult community band?
Right. But it had lapsed and it hadn't been available for a long time. So... It started again. We started with 8 or 10 people, and we grew and grew. And now we're up to 40-plus members. And
congratulations. So, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Because the more, the better, I would assume. It makes a fuller sound. And so how long ago did you get involved?
I got involved, well, about in the second year. So I've been around for 10 years. And I play the tenor saxophone.
Had you put your instrument aside for a while?
40-plus years.
That's a while.
So I put it aside. And Tom can understand, you know, from my playing that I put it away for 40-some years. But
you still had it, or is this a new one?
I got another one. My mother, bless her heart, she always loved to hear me play when I was in high school. So she helped me buy one.
So nice.
Yeah. And so then, you know, I just got going into it and really enjoyed it. Like every Tuesday night.
Oh, it's
so we rehearse pretty much throughout the year. And we have 4 to 5 concerts every year. We perform generally a November concert. And we've done like Veterans Day is
sure.
A special one. Christmas is another one. We do a spring concert and then one for this, you know, this summer. So it's just really enjoyable. And
are most people in the band, do they have your same story where they put an instrument aside for a lot of years? Or tell me a little bit about some of your other members.
Many of the members really were almost professional players at one time. They were former music teachers, or some, you know, went to school and played in college and were very polished in what they do. And so we have probably half the members that are like that, and then half the members who really have to work at it in order to sound as good as they can. And so there's really a balance, and there's room for everybody.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. And we also, the nice part is that we have all ages. So we have senior citizens like myself, and then goes all the way down to middle schoolers.
What? You have middle schoolers in the River Valley Community Band?
Yes.
So nice. I mean, that is it, 'cause music is a life sport.
Right. And then high schoolers. We have college players. We get just a terrific contingent from... Southeast Technical College in Red Wing. And they have this band instrument repair program.
Oh, wow.
That's second to none nationwide. And so they draw in some excellent musicians. This year we have perhaps about 10 of them playing with us.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Tom, let's talk to you, please. So how long have you been the director of the River Valley Band?
Since last summer.
Excellent.
Yes.
And what's your background, please?
I taught high school for 37 years.
Band?
Band. I was a band director. Began in Wilmer, Minnesota, then moved to Wausau, Wisconsin, and taught in my hometown of Wausau, high school, one of the high schools there. And then when Egan High School opened, I was fortunate enough to get that job and taught there until I retired in 2016.
Oh, wow, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
So how has band changed over the years? Because I was in a marching band when I was a kid, but it's nothing like this field show stuff that goes on now at the high school level. It's incredible.
Fortunately, one of the side things I did when I was teaching in high school was judge marching bands across the Midwest in these shows, and that has transformed wonderfully. There's still bands that do not do the competitive aspect and entertain their home crowds, and that's neat to see also. But yeah, marching band has gone in a couple different directions, and the ones that are outstanding gets the support of their community, their parents, and do an incredible job.
Absolutely. So when I was in band, it was all about kind of the pep step thing. You wanted to, and then all of a sudden it seemed like everybody was on some medication that made them walk slow. Where does band stand now? Because when you go to a parade, it is kind of fun to see the different style. And is that something that's been cyclical in your business?
Yes, there's, you know, bands will have various styles. And of course, it's been dictated now, again, to go back to something you said earlier about the competitive aspect. You still have the old traditional bands that kind
perform at the halftime show at the football game.
Yes, yes. And aren't so esoteric maybe with their shows. Yeah, bands still are a large part. And God bless those people that have made it through all this COVID experience and trying to do online lessons.
That's not a thing I heard from some of my favorite teachers, that band lessons online, even though it was a thing, it's really not a thing.
No, it was very challenging for them, and I still have colleagues that are, and I salute those folks.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So tell us about the direction that you decided to take the River Valley Band, and how did you hear about it?
Well, how I heard about it was got a call from one of the board members saying that the past director had decided to retire and get out of business, and had wondered if I would be interested in coming over and meeting the board. So it kind of grew from there. I met those folks, and we seemed to hit it off, and I've been blessed to be working with these adults and a mixture of people, as Alan said earlier, too. And I have to say that's the special thing about community bands, is where you can all work towards one project, and it doesn't matter if the person to your right or to the left is 80 years old or 17 years old. Everyone works towards the same project.
Oh, I bet it's so fun to be a director of this band.
Yeah.
I love it. So, Alan, how did you know that Tom was the right person for this job?
Well, one of our board members, Dan Retka, his wife actually worked at Egan High School and knew Tom. And she kind of thought of Tom and thought, well, maybe he might be interested, because we were searching and having some difficulty trying to get someone to interview with us. Tom came, and he was so gracious, and he was just so wonderful that there's no question. We thought we hit a home run.
Oh, that's so
nice. Yeah, and we did. You know, we're just so excited to have him be with us. So,
Tom, what is the difference between leading adults and leading, I mean, even though you had probably some 18-year-olds in your band, they're still kids. So what's the difference between being a teacher to them?
Oh, how long is this program?
Exactly.
Well, first of all, you see students on a daily basis. And so there's a consistency that develops. I was reminded once when I was guest conducting with a group out of Bloomington by their director. He said, remember, these are adults. They have other jobs and other lives outside of this. They're not going to be practicing their instrument every day. And so knowing that approach and having experience in directing community bands in Wisconsin as well as here in Minnesota, and you temper what you are able to say and what you're able to expect out of the group over a period of time. And it's just getting to know the musicians. Where with a high school band, you see them daily, you can maybe make more demands.
Ellen, you certainly have a background in education as well. For people that may have forgotten or are new to the area, tell us about your tie into Hastings.
Oh, gosh. I got a job in Hastings in the mid-90s as a principal at McAuliffe Elementary. I had taught.
Was it brand new?
No, it had been around for about 5 years. And so the position opened up, and Ken LaCroix visited with me. He knew we had a large family, and he said, gosh, that's going to bring a lot of cash into the district with your group. You're hired. No, it wasn't just that. But it was a great opportunity, and I was actually able to be a principal where my kids went to school, too. So that was nice. And my children all graduated from Hastings High School. They got a tremendous education. I really love Hastings District 200, you know, and I retired from administration in 2014. And since then, I've been enjoying retirement, chasing the grandchildren.
Oh, so, I love it.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the band. You mentioned that you do concerts, you know, quite frequently during the year. And I know you wanted to talk to something about this Leduc tie-in. The Leduc Historic Estate in Hastings, of course, is very well known. What is the tie-in that you wanted to chat about, please?
Well, I'll start. About 3 years ago, the River Valley Band Board had the idea that we wanted to have a concert honoring women composers, because there really aren't very many women composers. So we started to study this, and then we had a referral to a young lady from Augsburg College, and her name is Erica Savano. And so she came down and visited with us, and we were down at the band pavilion, nice, summery, beautiful day, and she wanted to know some of the history of Hastings. And so we talked about the Leduc Mansion and the history surrounding General William Leduc and his daughters and his family. So she was interested in that, and we got her tied up with Heidi Langenfeld, who is the
historian of all historians.
Yeah, historian of Hastings. And so in doing that, Erica had the idea of dedicating a song to Florence and Alice Leduc, who were General William Leduc's two of his daughters, and they actually formed a needlework company in Hastings in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and so they were very industrious and way ahead of their time in terms of businesswomen. So that was the theme of her piece that she developed. And it took her 2.5 years. She just finished it like this last December.
And what's the piece called?
Florence and Alice.
Oh.
Yeah. Just named after the two of them. And Tom can talk a little bit about the piece.
Yeah, so first of all, we were blessed to have the composer, Erica Svano, at our rehearsal last week. And so what a great thrill it is for the musicians, for her to hear, as she stated in our rehearsal, you know, when a composer these days writes music, it's behind a computer listening to synthesized sounds, and she was thrilled to hear it for the first time by human beings producing those sounds that she envisioned in her head. And we had a great time rehearsing. She brought some incredible insight to it that helped us along and to get prepared for this. So yeah, doing a commission piece is a marvelous venture, and it not only provides us with a thrill, but the community, we're a world premiere. of this. And as I stated to the board recently, it's like we are working on a piece of literature that's going to now have legs and be part of a library of colleges and high schools across the country. And you folks in front of me are the first people to take a look at it and open the book, as it were.
It's pretty exciting. So when are you going to premiere this beautiful piece?
The concert's going to be Tuesday, May 10th. It's at 7 p.m. at the Hastings Middle School. And it's a composer, it's a concert honoring women composers. So there's some other marvelous women composers, several from the state of Minnesota that we're going to play their music for, but also then premiering Florence and Alice.
And what is the time, please, the start time?
7 p.m.
And tell me, do I need to get tickets in advance? How does it work, please?
The concert is free to the public.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
And,
in this day and age where we pay for everything, what?
We just want people of Hastings to enjoy the music and to learn a little bit about the history. And that's the exciting thing. And so we got in touch with Dakota County Historical Society, the LeDuc Mansion. We were able to make a connection with Mariah Ring, who's the head of the LeDuc Mansion now. And she's preparing a couple of tables of displaying Florence and Alice's handiwork. There's some actual samples. Most of them are photos because there aren't a whole lot of the actual samples left, and she's preparing kind of a presentation of the history of Florence and Alice and the LeDucs with their pictures. So that'll be on the entranceway that people can, when they come in. And so when they come in, then we'll have kind of a slide presentation of pretty famous women composers throughout history that Tom put together, and that'll be interesting. So it's going to be a history lesson and a nice band concert.
I love it. And it's free and open to the public. So this again is going to be on Tuesday, May 10th at the Hastings Middle School. Starts at 7 o'clock p.m., but maybe come a little earlier so that you can
come early.
Take
yeah.
in all that
exactly.
you are talking about.
Yeah.
So again, this concert is free and open to the public. We hope that people take advantage of that. And are you looking for members to join the River Valley Band?
Always.
And when do you rehearse, please?
We rehearse on Tuesday evenings, also at Hastings Middle School. We start at 6:45 and usually end before 9 o'clock. And it's, like I said, Hastings Middle School, 7 o'clock Tuesday evenings. We'd love to have more members join with us, dust off your instruments, and come on in.
Maybe this would be an opportunity for people to come to the concert to see what you're all about and
exactly.
then join
exactly.
in. So,
yeah.
Well, great. Well, really nice to see both of you. Thanks for coming in today, Tom Mate and Alan Saunders. And don't miss the River Valley concert featuring music that ties into the LeDuc, and it's going to be on Tuesday, May 10th, the Hastings Middle School at 7 o'clock p.m. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.